and now it's pouring.
Ah, we're waiting for that rain to come in about noon, close to noon.
Originally, we were supposed to get it this afternoon. They moved it up, and I just turned the air on. I can't believe the last day of summer I'm turning the air on.
Yes.
Or is it the 22nd of September? That's just unreal here.
Oh, my, absolutely.
85 again today and tomorrow. I thought this is crazy. I don't think it went below, much below 70 last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anybody else on? Well, we'll just chat because I wasn't planning on doing a call today.
Yeah.
What's going on in Pittsburgh?
Not much of anything, actually. Just after February's winter, we're trying to just get everything prepared for winter again.
Oh, yeah. It was a wonderful winter and a phenomenal summer, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Very hot and very snowy.
Yes.
Really meet in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. Too many extremes going on there.
Yeah. Do you go away at all for the winter?
No. That would be nice, but no, we don't.
Yeah. Well, this is a short-lived storm. It's very straight rain and looks like it's very clear one direction.
Has arrived.
Somebody else want to say hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
We're hearing two of you.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Anybody want to talk about anything?
Has left the conference.
Yes, sorry, I'm boring everybody.
is Brenda okay?
No, I have no clue. When I think about calling her, it's like I'm a call, and by the time I get off, I don't anymore, or I do it at midnight, and certainly didn't call then.
Right, yes.
I'm going 7 o'clock there, but kind of late for me. No, it's not 7 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock, late for me.
Yeah, well, I hope she's well.
Yeah. Kind of just dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, the rain is just about over.
Well, I'm thinking at this point that I really have to get serious about journaling because I'm waffling here in what I'm supposed to be doing and what I'm actually doing.
Uh-huh. That's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, it just brings to reality what you're really doing.
Yes, exactly.
I remember years ago, while my son was still married, and his wife is Korean, former wife, and they have different values and different ideas of things, and coming to this country, she really didn't understand. I mean, she was always asking what something costs. You buy a new car, she would just blurt out, well, how much was it? And part of me said that's because she really doesn't know. And part of me wonders, is she being nosy?
Uh-huh.
And they had trouble with financing. And I remember saying to her one time, you know, why don't you write down every penny you spent? Oh, I know what I spent. And it's the same, whether it's food or money or whatever. It just happened so nonchalantly. This doesn't register. The sun's out here right now. I should go look for a rainbow. but, you know, the bottom line is that you don't really consciously and with awareness do so many of the things that you're doing throughout the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely true.
Yeah. there are times when you think, gee, did I really exercise today? Especially if you don't have a routine when you do it at the same time daily.
Yes.
Without fail. You know?
Yes, for sure.
I mean, walking, maybe you'll remember more if you walk to somebody or something, but did I do my weights today or was it yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And by writing things down, as well as, I think a helpful thing when you're journaling is, what's going on right now and why am I eating this?
Yes.
And one of the questions that I think was Travis brought up on the docs when he went on that 5-day crazy eating.
Yes.
How am I going to feel in a half hour? How is my body going to, not me, how is my body going to feel 30 minutes from now? Or an hour from now, or 5 hours from now, after what I ate now.
Yeah, that was an amazing thing, wasn't it? I felt like bad.
Yeah. First of all, I think that he's probably, well, Drew also, but I think Travis takes really good care of his body, and it shows.
Yes.
And I love the way he is probably the strongest on the program, as far as, and I don't want to use the word alternatives, but the idea that maybe something can work as well as, if not better than, a drug or surgery.
Yes.
He doesn't quite come out and say it that way, but he does, you know, and at least it's more with, to me, a drug.
Yes. I couldn't agree more. Yes.
And that kind of bugs me.
Yeah. Yeah, it does me too, but a lot of the reason it annoys me is that I can see my kids in that same mode.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, this is what they're hearing.
Yes.
And yeah, we've talked about before, doctors are not given nutrition classes.
Right.
So they certainly aren't going to learn it on their own. They don't have time to learn what they need to learn.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You know, and it's the same as the information that you get, half-truths and lack of testing and everything. The same as with the genetically altered salmon and foods, you know, the corn and soybeans. And we're so surrounded with just those half-truths.
Well, yeah. I mean, whoever thought that the body could withstand the barrage of chemicals that we're getting?
Yes.
Whether it's in the food, or the water, or the air.
Yep, absolutely. Yes. It's coming from every direction.
Mm-hmm. And yet the body's supposed to respond and be healthy.
Right. And it does do a marvelous job considering.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, journaling, getting back to your albatross here.
Yes.
It's and it's funny, I read Simple Abundance every night. Last night, interestingly, she mentioned her getting away from journaling, not through journaling, but more, and she didn't specifically say gratitude, but I know that's what you were talking about, and that's another one that I go in and out of. I'll do it for however, and then I kind of need it to, it's so late that I don't feel like doing it or think of doing it after I read my page or whatever it is each night, and I go to bed, and I forget about it.
Yeah.
And then something spurs me back to it again. But, yeah, it's it doesn't take that long to do. Especially if you have it right there when you're with food, you really need to have it there at the time.
Right. And I read that too last night.
Oh, you read that?
For my day and thought about that as well. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sitting here, it's like, okay, so why not incorporate both?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Journaling for food, and I have that sitting around, why not jot down what you're grateful for throughout the day.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be a separate something.
Sure. whatever works for you and me.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes or no difference, whatever works.
Because it's only for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I sent an email around yesterday from, I believe it was something on Oprah, about, was it 10 tips to help you, I think it was keep the weight off, and some of which were interesting. But one of them, I believe the person, after, you know, when they get to the end of the journal with the food, they throw it away and start a new one. Because there's really, I don't know if there's really a need to keep it. It depends on what you're doing with it, I suspect. If you're just journaling and putting out what you eat, then no, there's really no need, I guess. Or maybe keep one and throw the previous ones before that away. I don't know. But it's just for your eyes. I know Oprah has been doing it forever. I know she has a journal under her car seat. She has
oh,
a journal. Yeah. And she uses it probably for multiple purposes.
Yeah, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. So let me know how that goes.
Yeah, I will.
If you ever need encouragement, you know where I am.
I do, absolutely. Yeah. It's arrived.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Yes.
Somebody else can?
Mouse.
No, hi, good to hear you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Did you get a hold of Parkview?
Oh, no, I haven't gotten to my email. I just got back from New Jersey.
Okay. Anything going on in your life you want to talk about? Sylvia and I are just chatting away. She's going to start journaling.
I haven't thought of anything right now.
Okay.
I thought I'd jump in before, you know, I do anything today. I just did my walking. Yeah, I'm planning to do it in March. That's my goal.
And Parkview?
I don't know who, what hotel, there's a hotel, is it the Comfort Inn that you're staying in?
Let me go check.
I'm open for anyone who wants to room with me.
You're going to have a car or not now?
I won't have a car now.
Yes?
I don't drive. I can't.
Oh, you will not have a car.
No.
The hotel that we stayed at, you can't get there. Well, there really is no hotel right where the hospital is. You know what I'm having? If I don't send it to you, I think it's upstairs. My bill. Although here comes my husband.
Sorry.
He remembers which one it was. They gave us a special rate. But there is no hotel within walking distance of the hospital.
Yeah, okay. My husband's not going to go.
Uh-huh.
I won't even ask him because he's not too good.
Okay.
No,
I don't know whether any other lifestylers will be going or not. And are they starting as early as March?
I don't know because this year was, I mean, isn't it March and October?
I thought it was more like April.
Oh, is it?
I thought so, but I'm not, they could change it also. When we went to Brunswick last October, was it a Comfort Inn that we stayed in? Yes? He thinks it was a Comfort also. And they gave us a weekly rate, and it was a really reasonable rate. So that's where we, and that is probably, it was a nice hotel. They were very nice to work with, and it was, there's also a Comfort Inn that's, and one of the other, like, 15 minutes further away, which I was glad that we didn't do. But, you know, unless you take a cab both ways, which I would get, I don't know, if there's somebody there who would be willing to pick you up and take you back, I would think that if there's another lifestyle, they would certainly be willing to do that.
Well,
so,
I'll see. I'll check it out and,
you
know, I'll find someone who
is. And even getting from the airport, I would imagine, unless they think I have a shuttle service, but the airport, I would think you would go into, I believe, Portland.
Portland?
I think so. So when you call Cheryl, she can tell you that also.
Okay. How far is that from the airport?
I'm sorry?
How far is it from the airport?
Portland, we did go there one day. Maybe I want to say a half hour.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, generally isn't too bad.
Uh-huh.
And the hotel is about 10 minutes from the hospital. You think Portland's about a half hour from Brunswick, Mark? Is that where the airport is? Okay. I didn't see it when you took it with you when you came in.
Have you read Wants and Wellness?
I'm sorry, my husband's on. What'd you say, Mel?
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, you finish.
Have you read the Quantum Wellness by Kathy Freston?
Yes. I have the book. I have not read it, but I remember when she was on Oprah. She's vegan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You read the book or not?
Yeah, I have the audio.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm listening to all her recipes and writing them down.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And she is definitely plant-based, I know that.
I tried cooking the quinoa the other day.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Quinoa with a kidney bean.
Oh, is that what you put in it?
Yeah, I saw that on that recipe at Varia.com. Do you have Fias? Fias TV, do you have that?
No.
My son has that in Jersey, and that's the channel I discovered, Varia.com.
Wow.
Varia.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of health and wellness channels.
Okay.
And that's where I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
Yeah. Good. I made quinoa a long time ago, and I never think to make it. I should try it again.
But I don't know the proportion of the water. Because they said the quinoa, you have to wash it first because it has a better taste.
Oh, really?
And you boil water. When it's boiling, you add the quinoa.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember if that's how you did it so long ago.
Yeah. At the time of boiling, you add the quinoa.
It's arrived.
Somebody else want to say hello?
Hi, Nancy. It's Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're just schmoozing along. I'm okay.
You're schmoozing along?
It's arrived.
Are on.
What'd you say?
Betty and Mel are on.
Oh, Betty and Mel. Hi, Betty and Mel.
Hi, Jeannie.
Mel was just saying she made quinoa. Do you know what the proportion is supposed to be, Jeannie? Is it 2-1?
I think so. Let me look here. I was looking at my pantry the other day. I bought some red quinoa. And from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Let me see what it says on the package here. Yeah, 1 cup to 2 cups water.
And does it tell you, like, rinse it first?
Okay, I think that's too much.
Always rinse and drain thoroughly in cold water before cooking.
Right. That's a must.
Yeah, for a more flavorful quinoa, substitute your favorite broth instead of water.
Huh.
Yeah, I do that a lot of times, too.
You said it was what, 1 to 2?
Yeah, 1 cup quinoa to 2 cups water, and then you put them both together and bring to a boil. Reduce to a simmer, cover and cook until all the water is absorbed. Well, this particular one, this is a red quinoa, I don't know if it'd be different, but 10 to 15 minutes.
It is quicker than
I saw a show, and they were teaching how to cook the quinoa. He said, wash it first to get the bitter taste out, and then have a pot of water boiling. While it's boiling, you add the quinoa.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. So I'm going to look. I have this little book.
It's arrived.
I always do mine in the cold water to start it off. I've never done it in boiling water.
Okay, this one says in this little booklet, remember that booklet, Nancy, that you copies of or whatever?
Yeah.
It says to rinse thoroughly, add 1 cup quinoa to 2 cups boiling water, cover, reduce heat, and simmer. Yeah, so it says boiling, so.
I would wonder had you actually scrub it between your hands in the cold water when you were rinsing it in a bowl. I mean, yeah, like a bowl of water and rinsing it also. And I thought that was interesting because you got, when you rubbed it in the water, it was kind of. It was, the water was real milky looking.
Yeah.
Very milky looking.
Okay.
That was not with the red, that was with regular quinoa.
The regular one, yeah.
Is there much difference between quinoa and couscous except that the couscous is a little bit bigger?
The couscous is a pasta. The quinoa is a grain.
Oh. Okay.
It would be closer to millet. Quinoa would be closer to millet, but it has millet has a much stronger flavor, I think, than quinoa. What do you think, Jeannie?
Betty? I do, too, yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
Quinoa is more mild. You know, it says here that quinoa is actually the fruit of a plant related to lamb's quarters.
So, okay, so it's a seed, well, you know, seed grain, I don't know how you tell the two of them apart. I got into this before.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Speaking of interesting, I mentioned chia seeds at Tai Chi on Monday. And a woman standing next to me immediately said that you have diverticulitis or diverticulosis. That's one of the things you probably can't eat.
I have heard that type of rationale from the time my grandmother had colon cancer, and that was the beginning of hers was diverticulosis, so whatever. And I have not heard that said for absolutely, well, quite some time anyway.
I have. And even my teacher said even strawberry seeds.
Right, gets into the pocket.
Yes.
Yeah, gets into the pocket.
I have heard that, you know, since your mother. But I never even thought of the chia seeds being a problem. So yeah, so small. So I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, you know, one side says that refuge, and the other side says it, you know, a problem. So
they are wonderful fiber, I think.
So I guess if you have them from the beginning, you shouldn't have diverticulitis.
Yeah, right. If you ate correctly from the beginning.
Well.
And is it something that is terrible? I don't know.
Well, if your body detoxes and cleanses out, it should be.
Well, but with the pockets repair.
Well, I'm supposed to have them. I never had a problem, so I don't know. Unless it's a problem I don't know about. So,
yeah. You had a colonoscopy or not?
I have had, yeah, not recently.
I'm not going to break that down. I should see it again.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Oh, well, I'm going to do it the next time, I guess, when I go back there.
Mm.
What nutritional should you recommend for someone who has diverticulitis?
I would have recommended one that we don't have unless somebody still has it. For one. I don't know. Beyond that one, that's what I always think of.
What?
Yeah.
The cleanse.
Oh, no.
And I don't know that we've got anything that's really in that category.
I would recommend the Sriracha just because it's an intestinal, as well as the lacto.
Yeah, it's coming from a different direction, but it, you know, I...
Well,
in my, yeah. Huh?
Anything intestinal, I would recommend those.
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking strictly of a cleansing type situation, but that, yeah, those would be good.
I just remember right after the Siaga came out, I had a guy here who was here to sell me something, and I wanted to test the Siaga. So I asked him if he was willing to take a sample. Gave him an ounce, and just said, "Now, let me know if you feel anything." And then we continued to do what we were doing. And all of a sudden, he said to me, "You know, I don't know what you gave me," he said, "but when I came in here, my stomach was all over the place, and it has calmed down to nothing now." I said, "Oh,
I was just going to say, speaking of testimonies, we had a great one last night at the wellness preview. This woman came for the very first time, and she was having back problems, and really, really bad back problems. So we put her on the Energizer right away. She sat there for about 45 minutes with the Energizer, and she, afterwards, she had a rollout, and could not believe it. She came out, Danny came running out, and he says, "You know what?" I said, "She have a good experience?" He said, "Did she have a good experience? You ought to see her hand." And she had not been able to get her hand more than halfway open. She had her fingers sticking straight out and bent backwards at, you know, at a slight angle backwards, you know, because she could open it so far. And that scar in the center of her hand was the ugliest scar I have ever seen in my life for a person's hand. And it was from surgery. I mean, the flesh was drawn in so tight around the scar that it would look like a huge bubble with a, you know. I thought, no wonder she could never get her hand open. But that, and she hadn't even used anything on her hand because she'd been sitting with her feet on the Energizer. I mean, I didn't see her use anything on her hand. And we just, I mean, I just looked at her and I said, oh my goodness, if that doesn't seal the deal for them getting started, I don't know what would, because she was the one that was skeptical that she would get any results. And she said her back was totally tolerable compared to when she walked in. So anyway, that was pretty exciting, guys.
Yeah.
That was one of our brand new people, so.
Okay.
Yeehaw. Was she on the Energizer?
Pardon?
How long on the Energizer?
Oh, she was probably, I'm going to say about 40 minutes, because it was a while, they were talking quite a while. It was a while after the presentation started that she had it set up. So a good 45 minutes, right around that. So anyway, you know, and didn't need that long, but, you know, that's what she did. You never know how much when they run it, you know, for a long period of time or when she felt it, you know. And she was sitting very still listening, so whether she even noticed it, you know. Anyway, it's very rejuvenating to, you know, realize that nothing has changed from the time we really saw those first exciting testimonies that we can remember, like, you know, it's embedded in our brains, to where we are currently. All you got to do is allow it to happen for the people.
Yeah.
With their introduction. And
what if somebody who had a stroke?
Well, it worked. We had great results on our parents with Denny's mom. Had not had the use. Let's see, we started in 92. It was the very, very end of 92, the beginning of 93 that we put them on the products. And she had had her stroke in 86. And she didn't get, you know, anywhere near full recovery of her right side, but she had use of her right side after she'd had the stroke and had no use of it whatsoever, could not pick her arm up. she was only using the Magboy, sleeping on the sleep system, and she had a seat and the insoles. That was the extent of their products. I mean, that was the extent of our products, period. pillow. I mean, she had the pillow, too. I shouldn't belittle that by any means because it's working on the brain. But anyway, she was about, we'd given her the product for a Christmas present, and in February, right around Denny's birthday, which would have been the 14th of February, we were back up at their house because they lived about two and a half hours from us. And she didn't have use vocabulary very much. That improved to some degree. There was a jump in the change in her vocabulary, being able to get just, you know, individual words out, but not be conversational. But what was significant was the right arm, she could pick up the finger eights over her head and at her side is what she started doing, which meant that she could lift her arm to weight something down. In other words, like she'd swing her arm up and slice, put her hand over the bread and then slice the bread with her left hand. She got very good with her left hand. She could also open the refrigerator. She could carry something with her left hand and use the right arm to hook into the, you know, she kind of used it like, almost like a hook, because she didn't have the dexterity in her fingers, but she could use it from the shoulder and the elbow. It worked from the shoulder and the elbow. And she would open the refrigerator.
It arrived.
With her right arm, and then set the bowl or whatever she had in her left arm in the refrigerator. So she had a much greater use of it. She had no use of it. She had to pick it up and lay it on the seat beside her, on the seat, on her lap, like when she would get in the car. Well, she could swing it up on her lap after she got on the product. So, and it's going to be different with each person, I'm sure. Am I still connected?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like you're talking to yourself.
I'm using the Power Mag with Gracie Rose. You know, she had a stroke of the spine. And I put it on her about 10, 15 minutes. Yesterday she had it on for 30 minutes because she slept. She was sleeping on the couch, on her little couch. And I just put it behind her while she's sleeping.
She's got a pet pad for it too, right?
Yeah, she sleeps on the pet pad. In fact, she even comes in now. She was sleeping on her little couch, so cute, that I didn't wake her up last night. Sounds like a kid, doesn't it? And so I woke up this morning about 4 o'clock, and she was lying on her pet pad.
Yeah, and I'll attest to that, to witnessing that, because I couldn't believe how that she was getting around after, you know, what the vet had told you, that you didn't have, you know, much of a chance at seeing anything happen. It was probably going to be that way for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the chances weren't that great.
Yeah.
On her recovery, if you want to say it in the slightest form that I remember you saying.
Mhm. Yeah.
So yeah, we got incredible technology. It's, you know, the other side of me says it's amazing that people aren't just beating our doors down. You know, when you think of it comparatively to the level of health that they, you know, how it can change people's lives. So yeah. I even said last night, coming home with another guest that was traveled with us, I said, you know, when I'm tired, like tired just from a good excitement yesterday, I just can't wait to get on the sleep system. It just feels good.
Does that mean you actually went to bed at a decent hour?
Good. And you know, my body is just like screaming at me, you gave me a little bit, so give me more. And so I have had trouble getting up in the morning. I need to be back in New York or it's a later time. Time zone for a while, I think. Oh, dear.
I give you guys on the West Coast credit. I sure wouldn't be on at 7 o'clock.
Well, yeah, I normally don't. But the change of weather and the change of seasons right now, I think it's just, you know, a combination of things.
It's dark in the morning.
Temporary. Well, it's darker than it should be. it's light, but it's still not, you know. It's fall, is all I can say.
Almost.
Well, I just looked at our forecast, and we only got, from tomorrow on, or for 15 days, we've only got 3 days below 70, and that's a nice thought, a really nice thought for fall, so. And a couple of days of showers or with some rain, so it's going to be gorgeous for the next couple of weeks.
I talked to somebody yesterday who was leaving today to Portland, Oregon for a week. And you know, I have a good friend out there.
Would they have coffee with us?
A couple. Remember a couple of years ago, he was going through some pretty major health challenges, and they came over for dessert one night, and it was soon after, I believe, the vegetable and fruit came out, and the Siaga, and I gave them samples, and she spit it out. Remember that one?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Son lives out there. They were going to visit him.
Wow.
He actually ended up, I guess it's 2 years ago already, buying a car seat from me. And found that helped him a lot with what was going on. I don't know whether she ever approved of it or not. She works for the Cleveland Clinic, so that could be part of the battle.
If she's not on the side that's embracing.
I didn't get that impression.
Oh, well, you know, all you can say is we can't win them all at this moment, maybe later, huh?
Well,
you never know. Don't know what seeds people need to make them think later when things, you know, come about.
And I had never met him before that night, and I've known him for a long time. He's one of my clients. I've known him for a long time. But he has to live with her, so that's his problem, not mine.
Yeah, one person can hold things back, that's for sure.
Yep.
Seen that enough, so. But there's lots and lots of times that it turns around. So, you know, at some point, and I'm quite hopeful with the excitement that this lady walked out of there with last night. That, in fact, she's wanting it for one of her daughters right now. She says she's working three jobs.
Wow.
She's down in, I can't remember. There was Nevada where she is. I'll think of it later. But anyway. And working three jobs, and she's 27 years old, and she says she does not need to be in that position at her age. And she says, I want this for her. She needs this. I want this for her, she says. We've got to somehow try and make it happen for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, wow, this is a real change from what her husband had indicated before. And it was only because she was hurting so bad that he felt that she wasn't, you know, even thinking rationally. You know, with the arguments that she was giving him of not being open and all of that, so, or very open anyway. She was always nice to Denny on the phone, but, you know, he kind of reported something different. So we'll see.
At least she went.
She went, and, you know, the fact that she had, you know, really exciting, it was exciting for her. I mean, she was genuine when she was showing, you know, her results and her excitement about it, so. Anyway. And I got a new participant for working with for the food and another one that was referred to me that they're trying to get a phone number for me to get a hold of this lady, so. Got some attention going in a little bit in the community here. Like, maybe sooner or later you get a little bit of credibility for the ones that laugh at you to the ones that, you know, will give some recognition to maybe there might be something to what you're saying, just maybe, you know, a little bit. So we all go through the same thing.
There was something I was getting breakfast this morning. I had the Today Show on, and they were talking about that you don't have to eliminate meat altogether, but certainly it would be advantageous to reduce the amount. And I heard them talk about some kind of a hamburger, and it sounded like with rice. And so it's mostly rice for the hamburger with some, you know, a little bit of ground meat in there. And I believe Matt Lauer said, wow, it really does taste like a hamburger. So.
Well, that's kind of the idea of what they did with the TVP, which was the textured soy protein,
uh-huh.
of mixing that with a hamburger to cut down on the amount of meat that would be used, you know, in a recipe, whether it was 50-50 or, mm-hmm. you know, a fourth maybe to 75% to wean people off the taste of meat and just cut back. And you're right, Nancy. I mean, that's far better than... you know, sitting down to a, you know, 16-ounce steak from Brian Fribb.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the beginning anywhere of any changes that you make are going to, you know, be that are positive for the body, which could only go that direction, be positive. Oh. So,
you know, I would still say 10 pounds makes a big difference.
Yeah, or coffee. The same way, you know, I remember McDougal saying, in the group, he said, mix it half and half with Ticino.
Yeah.
You know, to wean yourself off of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've mixed it, you know, before when I was fixing it for other people with part coffee and part Ticino. And they go, oh, this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of things we can do without making it 100%. Because it's never 100% anyway. We're never going to be perfect on any of this, but you can just, you know, clean it up to a better level.
And as Betty brought up at the beginning of the call, why don't you tell everybody what you are committed to do, Betty?
What, to get back to my journaling?
Yeah,
journaling, and I'm combining it with my gratitude list so that it's all kind of right in my face.
And see, I could put mine in my notebook that I have just for the call, so that would be ideal. So thank you. Good idea.
I now know where I could put mine, too, on my new notebook for lifestyle. I started doing that, Char.
Okay. It's just easy for me because I grab it. It's the first thing I grab in the morning, that and the telephone. So.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
And I know where to look for my recipes that I've jotted down, and I put tabs on the ones that I, you know, go ahead and make, and I highlight some of them and notes along the column and, you know, all of that. So, yeah, it's organizational stuff, time efficiency.
And for some people, it's easier to run a sheet off the computer that says breakfast, lunch, dinner, or whatever you're eating, and you can just list it there. Whatever works the easiest, you're more likely to continue to do.
You're right. You're very right.
But we said that we both read Simple Abundance last night, and yesterday's passage she mentioned journaling, interestingly.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Yes. I ordered the little sample pack that had the little quilts and the sample of the mattress in it. And I got these little discs that came with it. They looked like, you know, they were in a little velvet case, and it had two little discs in it. What are those for?
Any place you hurt.
Those are the discs that are in the new mattress topper and the pillow.
But they're not supposed to be used like a mini would be.
Well, I do. That's what I do, and that's what a lot of hundreds of other people are doing, thousands now probably.
So you tape them on, I presume.
Yeah, anything that holds them. I haven't played with them as much.
Hi, Nancy.
Who's saying that?
No one said, hi, Nancy.
Hi, Marlon.
I thought it was Steve. I didn't even hear my name. Hi.
No, Loretta, you could also put it in a mag bag of some kind. It's probably too big for the mini one, right?
What do you mean a mag bag?
When we used the Flex, we put it in a mag bag that we bought a number of years ago, or just make a little bag and use it that way if you want to keep it clean and not want to use tape on it.
Well, it's really hard plastic. It's really easy to clean the tape off of that because I've done it, and you can just scrub it off. It's, you know, really totally enclosed. You know, it's really, and it's somewhat flexible, not flexible like a Flex or a Mini. So it'd be more like a Super Mini is what it would be like, but much easier to clean.
Size-wise, what does it compare to?
About a Super Mini, maybe just a little. It's a little bit thicker because there's nubs on it.
Yeah.
Where the magnets are embedded into it, the different magnets positioned in it.
What gauss is that?
High.
That's a different thing.
More than a Super Mini?
Way more than a Super Mini, like double a Super Mini.
Really?
But the idea is that the energy, instead of a flat surface, is coming, extending out from that at like 45 degree angles. It's in all directions, in other words, so that you're getting the same effect that you're getting from the rotational magnets without them rotating.
It's like using a power mag or the energizer.
Right. It's like wearing a power mag or the body energizer. Perfect answer.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
It is now.
Has left the conference.
I just haven't had, I could have used it on my chest, but I just ended up using the Super Mini continuously.
Okay. I'm going to come on my shoulder again.
There you go. Try it.
I fell on Saturday and really wrecked my knee and my shoulder. And I went to bed Saturday night and I had so much Thermotech and magnifying. I look like a wounded soldier. I have about 10 around my shoulder.
I would put it there.
Wow, I have to try that.
Well, do you know what the item number is on that, what you ordered?
Oh, I don't. It's like...
And it's not on the price list. You can get it like...
Would you email it to me, please?
Sure.
And let me know what's in there.
I look at my pads upstairs.
Okay.
Now, what can I do other than demo that little pad? Not the pad, but the little piece of mattress. Have you found a use for that? Other than demo in it?
Well, you know, I could easily sit on it when we're traveling, on top of another cushion, even on top of the seat cushion. Because of the size of it.
You could put it under your shoulder when you sleep, Loretta.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, do you think that only has one of those in it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it shows one.
But, you know, how often we use just one on an area of the body? What I thought of was indigestion, the way they hold the sample quilt to their stomach for indigestion, and then the... we need to get those out at our preview and have them shown, and we don't. I don't remember seeing them there.
Well, you could even put it on the front of your shoulder, wherever it hurts more, Loretta.
Mhm. Yeah. Now that quilt is that stronger than the first one that came out? It must be.
Yeah, because it's got magnets in it too.
Does it have the what do you call the new ones? What are those called? The ones that I got.
Oh.
Ones we were just talking about.
The quilt? You mean the new quilt?
No, what are the little round discs called?
Oh, RAM, R-A-M. Rotational, what is it?
Radial axis magnetism.
Thank you, radial axis. I want to say rotational.
Radial
axis. AM rotation, yeah.
But if you're referring to them, what do you call them? Like we call the minis or the super minis or...
RAM.
We just RAM? RAM, yeah, R-A-M, that's the initials for it.
RAM technology. Okay. So do you think those are in the quilt, or is it just the magnets?
No, it's just the magnets at this point.
And Thermotech, right?
Right.
And negative ions.
Yeah, and some materials, antibacterial, something or other, I think, is built into that also.
And microbial, so that you don't get bed bugs.
Right.
I heard that might be closed because of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In Oregon?
No, in New York.
Oh, in New York.
It's just a terrible outbreak everywhere of them.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Connecticut this weekend. I just shut it all weekend. It was a very nice hotel, but I didn't even look.
Don't put your suitcase on the bed.
Well, I took my mattress with me. They went on the line when I get home. I'm sure there was not anybody, but it's just your imagination runs away with you when you hear about they're everywhere.
But you talk about it and you start itching, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, I've got to run. Some appointments today, so I know I was late, but I still got to run.
You sound like you're feeling a little better.
I do. I do. Thank you, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Nancy?
Yes.
Before you leave, I just pulled up the price sheet, and Kinko Nature Rest Sleep System sample kit is 4290.
What's in there, does it say?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
It's the quilt and the pad.
That's it?
I think, I can't remember if I ordered those two extra ones. They came in a little.
No, I think that comes with it.
I think it was in there, yes. So it was a nice little kit for, $27, I think?
$6.95.
How much?
$26.95.
Oh, okay. Any order on Autoship, I wonder?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Okay.
I had to order mine separately.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I think it was worth it to get it. I was pleased with the quilt. The quilt's a little bit bigger than what the other one was.
I've used the other one many times.
Oh, I've got mine almost in threads.
Yeah.
I have it under my pillowcase liner. And, I don't know why I have it under my head, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful for indigestion or shoulder pain and leg pain or whatever pain.
For indigestion, just a quick one before we hang up. Years ago, a woman had bought a pair of mag steps, and she had her granddaughter staying with her, and her granddaughter got, I think she had diarrhea, but a horrible stomach. And the only thing this woman had was a mag step, and she gave it to her granddaughter, and they cuddled up in bed, and like within minutes, the kid went to sleep and felt fine when she woke up,
mm-hmm.
holding the mag step on her stomach.
Yeah.
So a flex will work.
I tell people if you got a pain, take your bag stuff out and put it on your back or your stomach.
Right.
It works just as well.
Yep. All right, guys, have a good day. Thanks for the help on this sample kit. I'm going to order one too.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody loves them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like mine. Nice little bag that comes with it too.
It's nice to have those ramps to use also.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try one of those right now. All right. Thank you.
Have a good one, everybody. See, better than all went on.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks.